This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. Thursday, Friday's tomorrow. I'm happy. You know what's not good? You know what's not making me happy?
What?
Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we lost Trey Turner for 6 weeks at least. It really sucks.
What's the last time when's the last time we did a pod? I was like, what, last week?
I want to
say that was right before the Giants. That was right before the Giants series. That was the day. Yeah, that's the day they played.
Something like that.
So what, Friday they played last time? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But when did he get injured? Oh, it was third base, right?
No,
when he was rounding third base and running.
I think when he slid. I thought when he slid. When he scored on the wild pitch.
I thought he said when he was rounding third, he felt something.
It was something like that. He hurt himself. Yeah,
his hamstring.
It sucks.
But
it's bad.
I mean, they're proven that they can still win games without him.
Yeah.
They did lose yesterday. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
2 days ago, they won 10-1.
Yeah. That game was nuts. It was just Harper Grand Slam.
Bryce Harper's on fire. I know.
But then again, we don't have Trey, but we prove
guys are stepping up.
Yeah. We prove we can win without him. It might not be
a lot of wins,
but it can still put us in contention.
If they play like this with Trey Turner until Trey Turner comes back, Phillies will be fine.
Yeah.
But hey, what's the last thing you say? First place Phillies.
I know. It's been a long time since. When's the last time, actually?
I think it's when they swept the Braves. I think they swept the Mets. Remember that? Remember when Zach Lue threw the complete game on Roy Halladay? I think they took first place.
Yeah.
And that's the last time they were in first place.
When was Zach Lue's first year after New York?
After New York, so with the Phillies?
Yeah,
I think it was the COVID year, 60-game season.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew it was somewhere around there, but we have a lot to go over. We can't just talk about Phillies this time. Well, maybe.
We could put partials.
Yeah.
Let's do with Phillies real quick. The six games they played. Bryce Harper's back.
Yeah.
You know, he's been playing. He's on fire. I think he had three straight games with three home runs. Yeah.
I think.
And like, all of them were like two guys on base, grand slam.
Yeah.
I think he had 10 RBIs in the last four games.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Bohm's hitting streak gone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Then that happened the last game of the Giants series or the first game in Toronto. But what I hate is how some White Sox guy who posts stats or something, he's on Twitter, mm-hmm. posts how the Phillies haven't played a team above 500 since.
We're playing against Cy Young candidates right
now. I know. I think I screenshotted a picture of a tweet.
Like,
yeah, it was right here.
People that say that, I understand if it's like a pitcher that's not good. But if you're going against a guy who's a Cy Young candidate, you score 10 runs off him, I don't know.
Yeah, so this was a thing from Luke. I don't know how to say his last name. Some notable starters that the Phillies have tagged over the last few weeks. Jose Barrios, 8 runs. Logan Webb, 4. Dylan Cease, 5. Joe Musgrove, 7. Nick Lodolo, 3. Hunter Green, 4. Garrett Crochet, 7.
All right, I don't know if you should include Hunter Green.
That's got the guy posted in there.
I think Hunter Green has, not been good, for a while. But I could be wrong.
I mean, the last four pitchers they played that have actually been great, good.
Mm-hmm.
They
Yeah, Logan Webb, everyone was freaking out about him being, he could be a Cy Young this year, and then
Jose Barrios having one of his best starts of his years.
Yeah.
I saw a post. It was when a top pitcher goes into Citizens Bank Park.
Talking to my brother right before the game, and I said, watch the Phillies score 10 runs on Jose Barrios, but then go to another game and then score no runs against a pitcher that's not good. It just always happens. Happened with the Arizona Diamondbacks in the
playoffs.
In the playoffs with Zach Allen.
Yeah.
We made him look like not even close to a Cy Young.
Yeah, and the guy that kind of started off against Jose Barrios was Cody Clemens.
Cody
Clemens had.
Yeah.
Using Bryce Harper's bat.
I know.
Hey, I want to see more of Cody then. If he's
that's just the thing though, where the team is so deep. Not stacked, but
there's a lot of depth.
It's just there's nowhere to put him once Trey comes back. There's no room.
I know, because Bryce will be not Bryce. Well, because Cody could play third and first.
It's not even Like, it's impossible because we know Rob Thompson likes taking out the lefties when there's a lefty pitcher, and he's a lefty. So there's, like, not going to be any time for him to play.
I think, before he played yesterday's game, I think he had two games, two homers, and they were tanks. They weren't even,
Yeah.
Oh, the guy's going back?
Speaking of tanks, did you see John Carlos' home run?
No, I didn't. I know it was 119.9 miles per hour.
It was you couldn't even see the ball. It was insane.
He's always been known for just hitting absolute tanks. The Yankees, though. Speaking of the Yankees play, the Astros are bad.
They are bad, and it's...
And I think their owner, GM, came out saying they're not going to sell at the deadline. But Alex Bregman's on his final year of his contract.
Yeah.
Josh Hader.
I don't know if he's going to go. You know those times where, a guy's contract's about to be up, but you just can't picture him in another uniform?
Yeah, that feels like...
Like, Alex Bregman, I just can't picture him in another uniform.
That felt like Freddie Freeman, but then Freddie Freeman left.
Yeah, it's kind of like, who else kind of had that?
Like Tom Brady. You never met.
Yeah, you would never picture him in another uniform. There's, a lot of guys have that.
It feels like Jose Altuve. You just don't picture.
Yeah, no, he's not, no.
Yeah, you just don't picture
Whenever you think of Astros, I don't care. You think of Jose Altuve immediately.
Yeah.
That is
When they had, who was on their teams? The late 90 teams. Early 2000 teams. They had
Bagwell.
Yeah.
But.
Jose Altuve. He got a signature steal. Good for him.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere. But I think we should get into some NBA. I think that's the most probably important thing to get into. We'll start off with the East first.
I'll be honest. I did not watch most of the Pacers game yesterday.
I watched all of it, surprisingly. Because
my older brother was back at home, so we were watching.
Surprisingly, I watched an NBA game.
Yeah, we were hanging out, but I saw Rick Carlisle was not happy with the refs.
Yeah, he looked like a clown because he got ejected at the very end.
I think the Pacers submitted something that they missed 78 missed calls.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a lot of missed calls.
So stupid, but the Knicks are good. You know what? They kind of feel like the Nationals, 2019. Like they're not supposed to be this good, but they just are.
I think when they lost Julius Randle, people thought they were going to take a little step, and then they all Bojan.
If you are before the first game of the season.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would have said they were going to be the 2 seed.
I don't know, because everybody would have thought Milwaukee or Boston.
It really feels like the Nationals to me, because if you look at their roster, it's good.
Jalen Brunson's your lead guy. You lose your second lead guy.
If you look at their roster right now, it's good, but it's not like...
They got.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, because
Brunson's amazing.
Yeah,
he's so good. But like,
I think the loss of Julius Randle this during the season, and you lose Bojan for the playoffs, you kind of lose that scoring depth.
Yeah,
that you could have had. Well, especially Julius Randle, who is your second best player. But DiVincenzo is Dante. I'm not gonna call him. I can't say his last name.
He's been nice.
No, he's sweet. Sweet jumper. Josh Hart is just a hustle guy who does it.
I don't like Josh Hart. I like DiVincenzo, though. I do. He's fun to watch.
Rob Hartenstein. Or Isaiah Hartenstein. Never mind, not Rob. Yeah. Mitchell, they got a lot of good supporting cast around Brunson. And Brunson does not matter if it's Philly.
Yeah.
It does not matter if it's Indiana. That guy will score.
I just wish the West was split up into two, so then two West teams could face off against each other. Because the Western Conference this year is stacked.
Yes.
Every team is good, besides maybe the Suns, but they're already out.
The Pelicans.
Yeah. Timberwolves, amazing.
Dude, I love that.
Nuggets, amazing. Well, Mavericks, amazing. Clippers are out.
OKC.
OKC. They're all good. I feel like they could all maybe be...
Dallas maybe not.
I think they could all be number two, at least number two seeds in the
East,
without a doubt.
Except the Nuggets, though, they are getting their butts whooped right now.
I know.
What do you think about Jamal Murray throwing a towel and a heat pad on the court?
He should be suspended. Actually, you just should not do that.
Especially the Carl Anthony Towns stepping on the heat pad or whatever he stepped on.
Yeah, that, like, It makes me so mad that he only got a fine.
That could have been like what happened to Timberwolves coach when he tore his patella when Mike Conley ran into him by accident.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't throw stuff on the court. Like, I like that, like, yes, if someone were to tweak his ankle, if Carl Anthony Towns were to tweak his ankle, you suspend him for a game or two.
Yeah.
But, like, because no one got hurt, you keep him in. And plus, if the NBA wants to make any money off this series, they have to keep Jamal Murray in there. Just for the series to keep going.
I guess.
But the way the Timberwolves play defense, though, it doesn't even matter who's
speaking
playing.
Of the torn patella, that did not look that bad.
Like, oh, and the Timberwolves coach?
Yeah, like, a guy barely fell, and he was just sitting there in so much pain. I was like, I feel like he's kind of doing, like, I feel like he's playing it on. And then I was like, oh, it didn't even look that bad to me.
I don't think, like, yeah, with that, like,
I guess just when you're at that age, it's just,
it's a little tougher.
Yeah, it's just easy to
what else? Get injured. The Jokic won his third MVP.
I
think 4 years.
I think Doncic.
I thought Shea should have won that. SGA should have won it.
I think Doncic should have.
I get giving it to Jokic because it's Nikola and he's always been great.
Yeah.
But I feel like how Shea or Luka play this year, I felt like they could have. I mean, yeah, I think Jokic ran away with it. I think he got 79 first place votes.
Like, that's just ridiculous. I don't know.
You cannot tell me it was that wide of a margin.
I wish they did MVP votes right after regular season. Like, right after. Because I feel like it kind of influences people once they see playoffs, and it's just not a part of that. But
yeah.
I want to get back to the Jamal Murray thing. Yeah. Because that, like, I heavily dislike Jamal Murray now because of that.
It can rub people the wrong way. It hurt me. Like, I respect a lot of Jamal Murray's game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of, like, cause you don't think of him, like, especially him, to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of, like, it hurts your reputation a little bit. But in reality, if they're going to win the series, it might be the game that changed the whole series. The him getting frustrated. But they got to figure it out. They are getting harassed on by Timberwolves all defense. Rudy Gobert, I think, is one of his fourth defense player of the year, or third.
I'm about to get an ant jersey.
I want an ant jersey.
Just the green one? Like,
oh, the green one? I want the, which one is it? I love the uniform that...
The white and navy?
No, it's the, let me bring it up. I think it's the ones that, not the ones that Kevin Garnett wore. Oh. It's the,
Is it like the white version of that?
Something like that.
Like the trees on the...
No, not collar. The trees. Gee, I cannot spell jersey. Holy cow. Which one? Which one is it? It's like... It's these. These ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that one I would like to have, but, like... Or, like, these kind of jerseys. Dude, imagine having an ant jersey in that one.
I know. But I feel like... Especially if Cat got injured there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jamal, like, if I were a commissioner, I'm not joking, I would have suspended Jamal Murray for the rest of the playoffs. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, because you just can't do that.
I don't understand how he only got a fine.
$100K.
Guys will talk a little bit of trash the rest and get they'll get ejected.
Yeah.
This guy threw an entire...
And they didn't even notice, I don't think.
He threw a towel on the court.
And a heat pad.
And weren't they down that side of the court?
Yeah. I think the towel he had was right beyond the ref's feet.
Like, oh my, I don't know. He should have, I think, if I were the commissioner, I would have suspended him for the whole series. That's just me. I don't think, like, that is unacceptable.
Yeah. I feel like it's tough for me because you want to see the best players play.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mike Conley on the Pat McAfee show said, he got asked about it. He was like, he didn't even notice, like, Towns, like, the thing on the, like, it's just you can't throw something on the court. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised no one noticed. That's the one thing I'm surprised. Like, I don't know how Cat didn't notice when he stepped on it. Like, that's on the court.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's dumb. You can't do that, but he's still going to be playing. And, yeah. Yeah. It's tough. It's just tough. But Celtics?
Yeah, I was about to get to that. Other East series, got the Celtics. They're up 2-0, right?
No, 1-0. They play today.
Oh, okay.
Dogs. Derek White is my favorite player of all time. I don't care what anybody says. He is a dog. I love Derek White. He's on. He cannot. That 3-point. His 3-pointer is so cash.
They're pretty good this year.
Without Kristaps too, they like. Derek White is just, if he goes, the whole team goes. In my opinion, that's how key Derek mm-hmm. White is, because he plays defense. He doesn't care who's in front of him. He'll hit 3-point after 3-point. Peyton Pritchard, who I love his game, the way he handles the basketball. He's a shooter, you know. Good offensive rebounder too. I mean, he'll scare away. Tatum didn't even have a good game. They still beat the Cavs by 20 plus or close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with the Cavs. If Darius Garland is not gonna play well, Cavs have zero chance. Because Donovan Mitchell cannot go. And what he did against Orlando when he had all 24 points in a fourth quarter and still lose. Like, I don't think he can carry the whole team against Boston, in my mind.
I think my... Oh, speaking of it, a little off topic. Actually, very off topic. The Kentucky horse race.
Oh.
I actually, not to flex, won my dad $900 off it.
What are you?
Yeah, He asked me to pick a random horse, picked one, he bet 50 on it, won 950.
Are you sharp? Are you sharp, gambler? Is that what you are?
He just, well, my money, but hey. I got a cut of the money, so that's cool. All I care about.
Hey, in a year or two, we might have to start a gambling podcast. I'll just be wondering about that, you know.
But back to NBA. If I were to, I think the top team I want to win, without a doubt, is the Timberwolves.
Yeah. But for me, it's the Celtics. If the Celtics don't win it, I want the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Or OKC. Those two, I want to see OKC, Timberwolves,
I just
Western
haven't
Conference.
Watched. I just wish Minnesota's games were not late.
Yeah, because I'd be falling asleep. Like, I don't want to be alive. I take naps at 10 o'clock at night. I'd just be waking up fourth quarter.
It's really aggravating because the East game last night.
Was at 8.
I watched the whole thing, surprisingly. We already really talked about it. Some takeaways that I had were just like DiVincenzo, clutch.
Josh Hart just grabbing every offensive rebound.
But
the Timberwolves, I hate that the Western Conference games are late. Because, mm-hmm. OKC games I want to watch.
No, because Western Conference, I know you're a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
It's the best competition right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, without a doubt.
I'm Pacers, Knicks has been good. But,
I don't think anybody thought the Pacers were going to win. Is the thing.
Yeah, I think they could. Game one, I will say that foul on Nembhard and Jalen Brunson before the ball was inbound in game one. Tyrese Maxey took a little bit of offense to that when he liked the post. It's same thing happened in the Sixers and didn't get called. But it's just watching those two series in the West. All Western games have been great to watch.
Yes, Minnesota's up 2-0. That could literally change.
Game one could have been game one. That was a good game. Game two was a blowout. But I mean, the way Ant's playing,
we know how the Nuggets can play. Yeah. They could, without doubt, come back. It wouldn't be a surprise.
Oh yeah.
So,
and then the Mavs and OKC, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren and Jalen Wood. There's so many good teams in the West.
And Kyrie.
Yeah, I said Kyrie.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, Josh Giddey's playing good basketball.
Yeah, Luka's series leader. Shai's averaging 29, 9 rebounds. He's almost averaging a triple-double.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it's been a long time, too. They had a long break, OKC, I feel like.
Yeah, the last time in the playoffs was the bubble. That was with CP3.
You meant first round.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They swept.
Because they had the sweep.
Yeah, they had the sweep. I thought you meant playoffs, because I was about to say.
When was the last game for the...
I didn't play, the Mavs or the...
Last game for the sweep was...
It must have been late April or early May.
I wish it would tell me, but
I think in Basketball Reference or ESPN has it.
I want to say April 30th because that's, but I could be just completely
wrong.
It
could be. Let me pull this up.
I wish it would just tell me the date, but
the last game was The 29th.
Okay. The 29th, and they played when?
The 7th. Ago? Yeah.
So, yeah, like, they had an 8-day break.
They won by 22.
So.
I want to see them versus Minnesota, because Shaver.
Oh, that would be such Shaver's a good series. Ant. Yeah, like, such a good series.
It doesn't matter if it's Luka versus Ant, or Kyrie and Luka, or Ant versus Shea. Like,
I would love to see the Thunder and Timberwolves.
And Shea and Ant got some, like, little, like, not, like, beef, but, like, just playing basketball, kind of, like, like, I think this year, Ant said you can't touch Shea without getting a foul call.
It's not wrong.
I mean, he does a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
But, like, two young teams, not really, like, Timberwolves not really the youngest team,
mm-hmm.
but, like, two teams with, like, one of the most up-and-coming superstars has a chance to go to the finals. You can't go wrong with that. Like, that'll be the best series.
I know you're a Celtics fan. Oh, yeah. I don't hate the Celtics. I think they're – I don't like them. I don't – Yeah. You can I don't hate either. Them.
Yeah.
But if in my opinion, I don't really care about any East game, like, at all.
Yeah.
Now that you said it, now that you said it, Timberwolves and Thunder would be such a good series.
Like, Knicks and Celtics would be a great series, but I don't think, like – it would be great just because of the history.
Yeah.
But right now
– I don't think the fans would like it. The fans would probably
hate it. I think Knicks and Celtics fans would love it.
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah. But, like
– I'm saying, like
– Oh, yeah. Every time I go on Twitter, it's like a picture of Anthony Edwards, like, please save us from a Celtics-Knicks
Like,
win.
I don't think any fan would want to see that.
Nah, they want to see the young superstar – Or star, if you want to call
them. The Nuggets are turning into the Warriors with just them. Like, nobody wants to see them anymore in the finals. But
well, they only been there once.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I don't know. They're just, like, I don't know. I feel like nobody really likes Nuggets unless you're a Nuggets fan.
How do you feel about staying in the NBA, the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler again, Pat Riley telling Jimmy Butler, basically, shut up, basically. Did you see that? Pat Riley telling Jimmy Butler, to, if you're not playing on the game, don't even speak or don't talk.
Who said that?
Pat Riley, the owner of the Heat. Because Jimmy Butler was posting on Twitter about or Instagram about the Celtics, saying, don't let us get one. And then about the Knicks. Yeah. Like,
so, like, he was tweeting when he was injured?
Tweeting put on Instagram. Yeah, when he was during the series. Because game two after the Celtics lost, the Heat, Jimmy Butler put an Instagram post of when Jalen Brown said, don't let us get one. Okay. He said something about the Knicks, Jimmy Butler.
I like Jimmy Butler, but I love what the owner did. Just from what you told me, I feel like that needs to happen more often, and I feel like it's actually going to teach Jimmy something. Because once you get the owner yelling at, like, getting you in trouble, that's scary.
Let me pull up the full quote.
So, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, let me pull up the full quote. It was, if you're not on the court playing against Boston, on the court playing against the Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut. That's what Jimmy Butler had to say. That's what Pat Riley had to say about Jimmy Butler at the end of the season press conference.
I like that he said that.
And, like, that Heat team, man, like, they got a lot of holes. Because Butler's going to – I think Jimmy Butler's going to be gone.
Come back to Philly.
I don't know if Philly really wants him back. Like,
I think they do. I don't think Jimmy would come
back. They do, but – It depends on how maybe Pat Riley wants to keep Jimmy Butler in Miami.
If I were Jimmy Butler, I just wouldn't care for Philly. But if they gave me the right money, I would go back.
I think I would love Brandon in Philly just because of his age.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like we just keep getting those kind of players to where they're good, but they're not like.
I think Brandon's. I definitely upgrade from Tobias Harris. A huge upgrade.
100%. I'm just saying, like, I feel like the Sixers have a history of going for these guys that are, they're just going for guys.
They're all-star type players.
No. Oh. I have a good analogy. They're always going for the number one guy in free agency, I feel like. And then they don't worry about, like, chemistry or, like, their scheme of play. They just go for that number one guy, which is not a bad thing. It's just, they think that's going to win them a championship, and that's just not how it works.
Like, who would fit Tyrese Maxey? Who would fit a backcourt of Tyrese? Because James Harden really fit.
I mean, I've always said Pascal Siakam, but he's on Indiana.
He's
going to
stay with Indiana, probably. Yeah.
But Brandon Ingram would be good. It's just, like, I haven't really watched him that much, but
he could definitely play with, like, he played with Zion. Like,
yeah.
So, like, he gives you 20, 24 a night.
I feel like a good Philly addition would be, like, Chris Paul. Very big playmaker, can pass the ball.
Chris Paul's like 6 foot.
No, I'm saying, like,
oh, like
he's huge on assists. Embiid, you know how Embiid likes to, you know, ball hog sometimes. Yeah. Maxey does too. I just feel like, do you know what I mean? Like, Chris Paul doesn't care about points. He just...
I feel like Chris Paul would better be off the bench than starting.
Yeah.
Like, they need a two guard that can really, like, fit him, though. Because, like...
They either need a playmaking guard who doesn't care about scoring, or a solid power forward or small forward. That is...
Yeah. I feel like Kelly Ritt would be, like, the perfect, like, you, like, give him another one-year contract, one or two. But they need a... How do I put it? A guy who won't give you 0 points in a game six.
Exactly. Like, like anything. A guy who will, if he got 0 points in a game six, he has other stats to back it up. He has those rebounds. 10 assists. He has those 10 rebounds.
Well, he's playing great defense.
Yeah, like.
Which Tobias can play defense.
It's just.
But, like.
Who's free agents this year?
I know Ingram, Paul George. I'm not a big Paul George guy. I think. Like, I like Paul George's game, but I don't know if he's fit in Philadelphia.
NBA free agents 2024. LeBron is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait.
But he's a play option, though.
LeBron, Paul George.
Klay Thompson. You know, Klay would not be bad on a small
deal. Siakam is a free agent.
You know what won't be bad? Klay on, like, a small deal. Not, like 40 million, but, like, 10 million for, like, a year or two. You can have him shoot threes.
We're back. Something happened. Allergies are bad.
Yeah.
Happens. We were on DeMar DeRozan, though. What I was saying was, I feel like that's just a signing Philly would make. He's kind of up there in age, and he's obviously shown that he's good.
Yeah.
I just have that gut feeling that Philly's going to sign him.
You know what? I'm not the biggest fan of DeRozan in Philly. I don't know if it's just... I think it's just a playmaking aspect. Like, let me look at DeRozan's, like...
I think the signing out of this free agency they should get is Siakam. I don't think they're going to get him just because...
Siakam, I would like OJ Siakam, but, like... He had 5 assists, but, like... The problem with that is, like... Well, it's not a problem. It's just I feel like... The playmaking that was, like, what really helped the Sixers when Tyrese Maxey was was at the two, was when he played two and, you know, James Harden is the one.
Yeah.
Like, they need a guy like that can facilitate. Yeah. Not the level of James, because it's going to be tough to, like, but, like, just to be able to facilitate that good. But I think, like, OG might cost too much. Like, I would love, I think they would trade for Brandon Ingram. I don't know if Brandon Ingram's a free agent. I think they would trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
I just hope they get...
Klay Thompson fit. I don't think it would be that bad. A three-point shooter?
No, absolutely not.
I'm not talking about the money. I'm just talking about, like...
I know you mean three-point shooter. I'm done with going with these guys that can shoot only threes.
He could drive a little bit.
What was Danny Green's thing? Don't think about what actually happened. What was Danny Green's thing in the NBA?
Three-point shot and defense.
Yeah. What happened?
I mean...
He didn't show any of that.
Where?
In Philly.
Oh, in Philly. Hey, you shot a little bit.
Signed Harden. He was known for his scoring.
He scored.
Not defense. Scoring-wise, he definitely scored.
He dropped 42 against the Celtics multiple times.
It's just like he was so off and on. They need, like...
Then he got to facilitate. I don't think...
And I think they had a huge chance. But they just... They didn't care and gave it away. It was Jimmy Butler. I think that was the best chance they had. Jimmy Butler was the key, in my opinion.
People, I think with, like, I'm about to sneeze. Holy cow. But I think with, because I saw a post on Twitter, it was like that when Jimmy Butler was on the Timberwolves, and when he got, like, he wanted Cat to be what Cat is now.
Yeah.
But, like, Anthony Edwards is, like, that is leading, like.
Yeah.
I don't know if Butler's, like, he's a great leader and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for certain teams, I think I don't think he's the right leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially for the Timberwolves, like.
Yeah.
Like, Ant is now getting all of, like, what Cat is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like someone needs to do that. I don't know who in the Sixers, because, like, Maxey and Embiid are probably playing, like. Embiid probably has another, like, a small little level to him that he can probably play. Like, I know Maxey has another level to him, probably. Yeah. But, like, There's got to be some young guy that, like, they draft. I don't know what they do. Yeah. But they're in a wonky situation.
That's not, like, it's more tough to be in a situation where you're so, in my opinion, it's more tough to be in a situation where you're so close. Not so close. You're close every year to getting that big win, but you just miss it every year. And I think it's easier if you're in a position of you're dead last. Because if you're dead last, you know what you need to do. Like, you know what you need to fix, what needs to happen to actually start winning games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're just in a really tough spot.
At some point, the Sixers need to get, like, I get Embiid's great and all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably had one of his best postseasons.
Yeah.
As like, scoring-wise and just all. Mm-hmm. But, like, they need a guy like what Jalen Brunson did to them.
Yeah.
They need that kind of player. Or Tatum did in Game 7. Like, they need, like, or Kawhi. Like, they need a type of player who, it doesn't matter the moment, they're gonna get it done.
Yeah, but I think it's a good place to leave off.
Wait, who do the Phillies play? The Phillies play today? They play the Marlins, I think. I think Wheeler? No, I don't know Wheeler. I think Ranger?
They play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
So, maybe we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it.
Yeah.
But we got to go a little early because I want to
edit
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.
Zach Wood from Cy Young's.